The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yechiel Bieberfeld, Reish Kollel in the Philadelphia Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For halachic wills and estates or other inyana yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
As we know, Parshas Terumah delineates all of the kelim that were to be made for the Mishkan, and subsequently for the Beis HaMikdash. One of the kelim, which the Torah tells us in great detail of how it's supposed to look, how it's supposed to be made, is that of the menorah. Osisa menorahs zohav tor. The menorah has to be made out of pure gold. Miksha teyosa menorah has to be hammered out for one piece of molten gold. And the Torah HaKadosh describes has to have givim, kafterim, parocheha. And finally, v'yosi says there is a shiva. You have to have seven branches to the menorah. So we'd like to discuss, Be'ezer Hashem, the halacha which is brought in Shulchan Aruch, Yeredeya Simikuf Mem Aleph in Tzivches, which is based on a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, also brought in the Sugi in Rosh Hashanah, and Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara tells us that it is usher to make a bayis tavnes heichel, achsadra tavnes ulam. One is not allowed to make a house or even a room the size of the heichel, the size of the ulam. One can make a room or a house that resembles the same size as the heichel or the ulam. The heichel, we know, in bayis rishon, was 30 amos tall, 30 by 20 by 30 amos tall, and the Bayis Sheni was actually 40 amos tall, which the Beis Ephraim brought in the Pischei Tshuva in Kuf Mem Aleph in Sivkot and Yud Gimel, questions which Heichel are we referring to? Perhaps the fact that there was changed in Bayis Sheni would tell us that there is no Isser to make it a 30 amos tall room, which is 30 by 20 in the width and the length, because since it was changed by a sheni, perhaps the din would change. The Beis Ephraim is unsure, and he says, since we're dealing about an Issa D'Oraisa, therefore wants to be machmer, not to make it even 30 amos tall. The Gemara goes on further in the Braisa and says, it is also also to make a menorah that is of seven branches. Menorah, tavnis menorah. One is not allowed to make a seven-branch menorah. Avo the way says shall hey, vishal vov, vishal ches, a five branch, six branch, eight branch menorah, that's mutter. But shall zayin, a seven branch menorah layase, one is not allowed to make, and afilu kol, afilu shall shar mine matochis, even other metals, even though the Torah talks about the menorah in the Mishkan, which was made of gold, the halacha is, one is not allowed to make it out of any metal, as we shall see. The reason this is because la halacha, certainly b'di'eved, one is allowed to make the menorah out of any metal. As the Gemara records that in the times of the Chashmonaim, after they overpowered the Yevonim and came in, they did not have a menorah to use, the menorah was tamei, so they used shvudin shel barzel. They used iron spits, which they covered in boas, they covered in tin. The Gemara says, Ashiru, when the Vedek HaBayis was then, had more money, Asam Shel Kesef, they made it out of silver, Chozru V'Ashiru, then they became even wealthier, Asam Shel Zohav. So the Gemara tells us clearly that there's an Isser to make a menorah of seven branches. Out of any metal, the Shach tells us if one wanted to make a seven-branch menorah out of eights, out of wood, or cheres, earthenware, clay, or out of glass, that would not be an issue. That would not be an issue because that's also to make the menorah out of. So when it comes to the heichel, the ulam, one can make the a house or a room in a house the same proportions, the same dimensions as the heichal or the ulam. The Gemara says the same thing is with the chotzer, tavnes azara, shulchan, tavnes shulchan. But focusing here on the menorah, we can ask, well, what are the parameters of this iser? We know there are certain things that are ma'akiv in the menorah. So, for example, if one doesn't make the gevi'im, the kafteirim, and the prochim, which the Rambam says, those are certainly ma'akiv if one makes a menorah shalzov, those are ma'akiv. So, is that a heter to make a seven-branch menorah? If it's not going to have the prochim, or the kafteirim, etc. So let us see the halacha here in Shulchan Aruch, in Kuf Mem Aleph Sifches. Machabe says, a menorah tavanis menorah one is not allowed to make. Aval oise shel chamisha konim, oi shel shisha, oi shmoina, aval shel shiva lo yase, afilu misha minim atochis. Even other metals, as we mentioned before from the Gemara. Va'afilu beloy givim, v'kafteirim uprochim. Even if you don't have the cups and the knobs and the flowers that were on the menorah of the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash, it's still usher to make a menorah, even if it's missing those things. But we also know that the menorah had a certain height. It was 18 tefachim tall. Says the Mechabra, v'afilu eina gavoya shmoina usher tefachim. Even if it's not the same height as the menorah in the Mishkan. So the Shach tells us right away, the reason why it's still usher to make is because all of these are not ma'akev. He says the Shach, d'b'di'eved, a menorah is k'shera, even without givim, without kafteirim, even if it's not the height of 18 tefachim, it is still a kosher menorah. Certainly, like we see in the Gemara, it was made from shvudim, shell, barzel. They didn't have any givim, kafteirim, or prochim on that makeshift menorah of the Chashmonaim. We don't have to assume that it was 18 tefachim tall as well. Whatever the size of the spit was, it was done with haste to be able to light as soon as they can, b'chasris kocheko. But it would seem that something that is ma'akev for the menorah, for example, like we mentioned, the Rambam says if you make a menorah shel zov, then it is ma'akev to have the kafteirim, the gevi'im, and the prochim. And that's what Rabbi Akiva Eger says here. In the end of Kuf Mem Aleph, he says it would seem to him that whatever is ma'akev, it would be mutter to make. But Rabbi Akiva Eger then brings a tvuas shor, v'ulam b'tvuas shor, and Rosh Hashanah calls of le'ezer gam b'zov. Even where it is ma'akev, in the menorah of the Mishkan of the Beis HaMikdash, it still would be usher to make a menorah as long as it's seven branches, it would still be usher to make. And we will see later from a ma'isa with Rabbi Akiva Eger that his son-in-law brings, that Rabbi Akiva Eger indeed was very makbid like to this. Another question could be, is what if it's not a straight menorah? What if the branches were not in a straight line, but rather they were round, which is much more common in a candelabra and a leichter that people have in their homes that may have seven branches? But what if it's round? So then again, it doesn't resemble, it's not really a replica of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. But here too, the Pischei Tshuva, even though he does bring shittas that want to say that a round menorah is not problematic, he brings other achrenim that say it's a very weak svara, and that would not be a heter to be makel on an issa Torah, to be lenient here that something that the Torah is assering based on the pasuk of leisas and iti, that's the source of this pasuk, parshat and parshas Yisrael, leisas and iti, and therefore even a round candelabra, round leichter that has seven branches would also be usher to make. Now this is all of one who is going to make a menorah. What if one is not going to make it himself? It's made by somebody else. Let's see if it's even made by a non-Jew. But the person just wants to purchase it and use it. Does the same iser apply? So the Pischei Tshuva earlier in Tkuf Mem Aleph, it's of Kotten Yud Beis, brings from the Tferes Lamoshe that if a goy makes it, then one would be allowed to have it in his house. But if you look at the Darkei Tshuva in Sukkot Nun Beis, he brings from several achronim that are machmir even just to have a seven-branch candelabra or menorah in one's house, even if he didn't make it. And the Chida as well in the Shiurei Brocha in Simukuf Memal of Ches, brings that there was a Maisa once in Yerushalayim, in the Beis HaKnesses. They had a menorah that had seven branches, and he brings from a great Nochum and other Rabbonim that they mitzava them to take it down and add an extra branch in order for it to be permissible to still have it in the shul. There is an interesting tshuva in the Shailos Shetshuvos Menachem Eishiv. That's from Menachem Sofer, who was a son-in-law of Reb Simcha Bunin Ehrenfeld, who was a grandson of the son-in-law of the Chassam Sofer. And Reb Simcha Bunin Ehrenfeld, when he was a Rav yet in Matisdorf, he asked his son-in-law, Reb Menachem Sofer, to look into this inyan, because in the shul in Matisdorf, they actually had on the four corners of the bima, they had these candelabras that extended into seven branches. And he was troubled by it because of this halacha. But on the other hand, this was something that seemed to have been for many hundreds of years. He says for 600 years already he was in this shul in Matisdorf. So he asked his son-in-law to look into the shaila, because now someone wanted to donate a new menorah around the bima that was made out of silver. And it was a mutter for them to accept it. So in a long tshuva, in Yeredeya Simen Ayin Vav, in the Menachem Eishiv, he explains that the Rishonim L'maisa hold, not only is it also to make it, but if you're going to use it, it's also even to keep it and to use it in your house. The Ran, the Rajba, they would hold clearly that it's also to have it in one's house. His heter at the end was, in that particular case, was since there's no stem, but rather was just coming out of the corners of the bima itself, and it was just seven branches coming out, but there was no stem to it, therefore the Menachem Eishiv says, that will be a room to be matter. That will be room for leniency, because it doesn't resemble the menorah, which had indeed a kone emtsoi, had a center stem where the other branches came out of. And therefore that will be mutter. The same in the Shevet Alevi in Chelek Yud, Simen Kuf Chavtes, he says that menorahs that are just hanging from the ceiling, but also don't have a stem to it, even if they are seven branches, it's going to be mutter to keep. There is one dissenting opinion here, and that is of the Chacham Tzvi. Chacham Tzvi and Simen Tzamach actually very strongly holds that, first of all, if it's not straight, it's round. And secondly, if it's a difference, that it's not seven neiros, but it's only seven branches, but it's actually room for seven candles or seven places to put oil and wicks, that would be permissible. I assume he's talking about where there's a center stem, and then there's branches out, that seven branches going out. But with the middle one, that's eight. So even though it's seven branches, but the middle one is the eighth one, and since there's eight places for neiros, therefore that would not be an iser. This is the Chacham Tzvi's Shita. And in the Shalos Tshuvos Lahiris Nosin, Chelek Gimel, Simen Mem Ches, he wants to bring a raya from Rashi and Mem Gimel Amar Aleph in Avodah Zorah, that Rashi says what we're really concerned about is neiros. If you're allowed to make a menorah, Shal Chomesh, Rashi says, Shal Chomesh neiros, B'shal Shisha V'shal Shmoina. Sounds like Rashi is saying it's particularly the neiros. Perhaps even the Pasuk itself, V'yosi says, Neiroseh HaShiva. It's not so much the branches, but how many neiros are you going to put in? So this is the sheet of the Chacham Tzvi. This is also quite relevant, because sometimes there are, a person can have a seven-branch menorah, but there's room for an eighth. Sometimes the center stem could either be closed up by a piece of silver or left open. And the issue here is really, are there seven candles being lit, seven neiros being lit, and not seven places for candles. Is it going to be seven of them lit, or eight of them lit, or a different number but seven? In the Mechtovim of Rabbi Kiva Eger, there's a letter there brought from Rabbi Kiva Eger's son-in-law, a known great Godel V'yorei Shemayim, Rabbi Chaim Shmuel Halevi Berenbaum. The author of Shalos Shuvos, Roch HaShlev is Reb Chaim Shmuel. And he was asked by his nephew, Rabbi Leibel Eger, about certain hanhogis. This is many years after the Petir Rabbi Kiv Eger. He was asked about different hanhogis of Rabbi Kiv Eger, which Reb Chaim Shmuel Birnbaum shared with him. And one of them is where he writes that it was very puzzling to him. He says, Lepela haya be'enai, that there was a silver, what he calls a panas kesef. Seems to be that it was hanging off the wall. And this silver candelabra, which was actually round, it was in the shape of a star, had seven branches to it. And when Rabbi Kiv Eger noticed it, he quickly told the people in his house to take it down, and he gave it to a silversmith who had to work very hard to try to change the shape of it, and in the end he actually was in Matzliach, and it was ruined a little bit. And Reb Chaim Shmuel says, Veshtoimim, that Kfeid Meiri Chami was so concerned, Chored as kol hacharoda gedola, where you have it, a panas ashrein tavnisik is ever beis hamidosh. It wasn't in a straight line like that in the beis hamidosh. It was round. It was in the shape of a star. And he says, I know there are matirim like that. We mentioned the Chacham Tzvi. He mentions others that permit such a thing. But he's just trying to exclaim how the Yirish Shamayim of Rabbi Kiv Eger was such that he would not permit even such a thing, which perhaps had heterim in his house. The truth is, it seems to be the consensus of Peskim that even if it's round, that seems to be also for the Pesachei Tshuva and others and Daki Tshuva, that even if it's round, it's not exactly in the straight line like they had in the Mishkan, it still is Osir. A Shaila is asked about an electric menorah or an electric candelabra. Would it be the same Isser or not? So in the Shailos Tshuvos Yichavadas from Rav Avadi Yosef in Chelek Gimel Siman Tzamach Aleph, he wants to be matir because it has to be that all of the branches have a place for Neiros. And since here all of the electricity comes from one central source, so it's really only one source instead of seven of them. You could argue on the Svara that even though it's coming from one central source, but certainly each bulb is screwed in particularly to its socket, its branch. But certainly this doesn't resemble what they had in the Beis Hamikdash. There are those who even want to permit, if it's not made for oil, but it's rather made for candles, that itself doesn't resemble that of the Mishkan or the Beis Hamikdash. So that's the halacha. Here we find in the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kufna Malev in Sifches, that it's also not only to make a seven-branch candelabra, a seven-branch menorah, but one is not allowed even to have it in his house. One is not allowed to buy it, to use it in his house, because, as the Rishonim explained, that even to use such a menorah would also be included in this Issa Deraisa. I saw in the Derech Sicha from Reb Chaim Kanievsky that they asked that there was a woman who had been lighting for 30 years with a seven branch Leichter, and now the husband learned the Gemara Rosh Hashanah and saw that there's an Isser B'davar. Is there any Eitzah? So Reb Chaim Knievsky said that one time his own mother bought a seven branch menorah and brought it home, and the Chazon Ish saw it and told her right away, go return it to the store. No Eitzah. One has to take it away, or one, as we mentioned before, one can add. If you can add either one branch to make it eight, or take away one to make it six, that certainly would be permissible. Just in closing, it's interesting to note that many are familiar with the big replica of the menorah that's standing proudly and prominently in the Old City. That's made from an institution called the Mechein HaMikdosh, what they call the Temple Institute. And they made replicas of many of the kelim, and the menorah particularly is out in a glass case, visible for all, and it stands 18 tefachim tall, and it has seven branches, and it has the Gevim, Kafteirim, and Parochim, and it's made what seems out of solid gold. It actually weighs several tons. It's made out of 45 kilograms of 24 karat gold, and its estimated value is $3 million. But the question is, what was the heter to make such a thing? So it seems that there are some Rabbanim who investigated this and asked them, what was the heter to make such a thing? So they claim that it's only Isser Nisser if you want to make it for your own personal use. But we're making it for the Beis HaMikdash. They intend that this should be used in the Beis HaMikdash. So when they were asked about it further and said, well, is it made out of pure gold? Of course, we know there's a Shiloh, the Machlokes, Rashi, and the Rambam, how the menorah exactly was. Was it round like a semicircle, or was it more triangular with straight branches? That itself was a Shiloh. But the question is it made out of pure solid gold? So the Temple Institute answered this person who asked. They said, actually, we tried many times to make it out of solid gold, and it didn't hold. It did not hold, so they had to make it first out of metal, and it's actually only covered over with this immense amount of gold. So then it begs the question even more. We know that it's only b'di'eved that shar matochis, other metals, are permissible to use. Like in the case of the Chashmonaim, they didn't have any silver, they couldn't obtain any silver or gold, so they used spits of iron. But why would they think that they're going to use a menorah in the third Beis HaMikdash that's only in a b'di'eved situation of other metals? They hold that it says in the Torah, v'asur l'migdash v'shokhanti b'seicham, v'asur l'migdash, v'asur l'dekelim of the migdash, the medayik, they want to be medayik from the Rambam like that. But it's interesting to note that certainly according to our Gemara and our Shulchan Aruch, there's no heter to make a seven branch menorah, even if one was not to use it. Most cases where it's applicable to most people, it's only to use it and not to make it. But here, this claim that they're going to use it in the future is questionable, what exactly they're relying on, especially since this is only, at best, a b'di'eved menorah. Tzorach Iyun.
The Beis Chabad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.